Bro joining us over the phone. McKenna, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah, sorry to wake you up on one of the Fridays that you were supposed to get to sleep in. Actually, we're not sorry. We actually enjoy doing things like that.
Get out of bed.
But congratulations to you and your teammates on a successful run out at state. I want to talk about this a little bit because you're a player. You led the team in kills, and you've kind of been that player really since, I mean, even when you came in as a freshman, you were right in there as one of the top swingers on the team. Kind of talk about your experience developing from from your first game, your first season as a freshman, all the way up to this last weekend out at the event center.
Yeah, I feel like I grew a lot because of all the coaches. They really helped me to keep going in that aspect of being that for the team. I did try, but yeah.
Well, McKenna, you know, as you look at the season, speaking of just keeping going, certainly a season full of ups and downs, some big wins for you guys over the course of the season and some big losses. Evanston, probably some of the biggest losses that you guys had to take through the year. So walk us through the consolation final match a little, if you can. You guys are down 2-0 against none other than the pesky Evanston Lady Red Devils. What did you guys do to rally around and win 3 in a row to come back and win that match?
Well, we really talked about a lot of the team, how, well, that was our last game, and we didn't have a lot to lose. And so I think we really just focused on, enjoying that game, and that really helped us come together, and it helped us play better, I think, during that last game. And that really helped us to just win and just end that way. I feel like that our mindset for that really helped our play, and that's what did it for us. But, yeah.
You know, you look at the volleyball program and the teams you're competing with, match in and match out. You know, I look at the regional tournament and then how it kind of flopped over into the state tournament. I mean, you got teams like Rock Springs and Natrona County that kind of handled things at the regional tournament, and then by the next weekend, Rock Springs, I don't know what happened to them. They didn't even win a game or a set out at the state. And then you guys knock off Natrona County, end up beating them twice this year. What is the difference week to week with volleyball, particularly in the 4A class? Because it seems like it is hard to dial in and see and understand quite what you're going to get on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah, I agree. It was really different going into the state, but our coaches, I feel like they really prepared us. We just learned from regionals, and we just went into state with a clean slate, and we really focused on that, and I think that helped us a lot. And I don't know, maybe those other teams just, I don't know, maybe they went in thinking they had it all figured out.
We're with McKenna Brogue, one of the two seniors for Star Valley High School's volleyball program this year. So now that it's all over and the volleyball season's in the books, McKenna, what is maybe some of your best memories looking back at this season and your time wearing a Star Valley's uniform over the course of your high school career on the volleyball court?
I think when I think about that, the things that come to mind are just the small wins. Well, just after games, the talks in the locker rooms, after some even just normal conference games, and the big ones, just being with the girls was really fun, and I'm glad I got to be part of it for this long.
It really does seem to be the case with the student athletes. You're taking your relationships that you make far past any type of other hardware and things like that. Who is the biggest joker? Let's look at that. Let's ask some questions about the team. Who's the biggest joker on the Lady Braves team?
I think they're all funny. It's always really fun around them. But I think Mickey Frazier she's a real jokester. She's always making everybody laugh.
Must be hereditary.
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. Her dad's not funny at all.
He's a lame duck. McKenna, we do appreciate your time. Of course, now you transition sports just from fall into winter sports. And what is that transition like for you now that volleyball's over? What do you do differently, if anything differently, to prepare for basketball? Or is it all kind of one and the same?
I think a lot of it is really the same. I know I have to run a lot more in basketball, so I got to prepare myself a little more in that aspect. But a lot of the girls, like, carry on from volleyball, and we get to go into basketball and get to spend even more time together. And just, yeah, I don't know. I feel like a lot of it is the same. And I'm just, yeah, ready for basketball to start.
Another element, of course, that you had to, or you experienced that a lot of players will not, is you have the experience as an under, you know, as a player last year, missing out on something and then getting a chance to play this fall. What type of feelings did that invoke to you? Because obviously this season just could have been kiboshed and canceled, but at least you got to play.
Yeah, really early on in the season, Coach Peterson told us he didn't think, well, he was just hoping that we would get to have a full season, but we were all ready for it to end at any time. And really, we just practiced like all the more our last, like they told us to. And so we really just hoping everything works out for winter sports, that everything can just go the way we want it to, and so we get the chance to play like we want.
McKenna, thanks so much for your time. As we wrap it up here, just a final question. Star Valley High School has had a lot of collegiate athletes graduate in recent years in volleyball and basketball, and whether it's a lot of them at the junior college level around the state. So what are your hopes after high school? You hoping to play volleyball or basketball collegiately at the next level?
As of right now, I really don't have any idea. I'm still trying to figure it out.
All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on the season, Tia McKenna, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
You bet. That's McKenna Brogue, named as an All-State player, and of course one of the two seniors with Addie Jenkins on the Star Valley High School's Lady Braves volleyball team this year.